Okay, we have Pastor Philip Hui bringing us today's message titled One in Christ.
今日許牧師同我哋講到主你合一。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we come before you.
天父，我们来到你的面前。
We thank you for your grace.
我们为着你的恩典献上感谢。
That you've called us to be your family.
你呼召我们成为你的家人。
Your children.
你的儿女。
And Father, as we come into your presence.
天父，当我们来到你的面前。
We give you all the glory.
主，我们将一切的荣耀归于你。
For you are the one that deserves all glory and praise.
因为你配得一切的称赞，一切的荣耀。
Father, as we come to look at your word.
当我们今天要研读你的话语。
We thank you for your word.
我们为着你的话语献上感谢。
Father, we pray that your spirit will use your words.
我们祈求圣灵藉着你的话语。
To really mold our hearts.
去塑造我们的心。
Open our ears to hear your word.
打开我们的耳朵，让我们听见你的话语。
Open the eyes of our hearts to be able to see your grace.
打开我们的心眼，让我们看见你的恩典。
To be able to know how you call us to live.
让我们知道主你呼召我们如何的过活。
Father, mold us.
求主你塑造我们。
Make us pliable.
让我们是能够有一个如乐意的心去被塑造。
Lord, help your words to absorb into our souls.
帮助我们的灵能够去沉入你的话语里面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
We're continuing our study in Ephesians.
我们会继续读的是以弗所书。
And what we have to remember.
那我们要记住的。
Is that this book of Ephesians is divided into two sections.
以弗所书其实是分了两段。
The first three chapters.
头那三章。
Okay, they're going to be a lot more theological.
是神学的，讲到神学的。
So Paul is doing a lot of teaching.
保罗在这里是做了很多的教导。
Because he wants to remind all Christians who they are.
因为他要提醒每一个基督徒他们是哪一个。
Paul wants us to have a renewed mind.
保罗要我们有一个心意更新。
So the first three chapters are focused on building a firm foundation, an understanding of who we are, our identity in Christ.
所以头那三章就是神学上的课，要我们知道在基督里面我们是哪一个，在这里做一个根基。
Understand who we are and our position in God.
知道我们是哪个，在神里面我们的地位是什么。
And then in chapters 4 to 6,
然后在第四至到第六章，
Paul becomes much more practical and talks about how we should live.
保罗就是更加实际的来讲，我们应该如何的过活。
Alright, because of who we are.
就是因为我们是哪一个。
Therefore, this is how we should live.
因为我们是哪一个，所以我们会如何的过活。
So this week we're continuing on understanding our stance in God.
今天我们会继续的去认识到我们在神里面是哪一位。
And last week we talked about God's wonderful plan of salvation.
上一次我们讲到神奇妙的救恩。
And today we're going to be looking, continually to look at what our identity is in Christ.
今天我们会去研究究竟在基督里面我们的身份又是什么。
And what we're going to see is that Paul's reminding us that once you become a Christian,
在这里保罗提醒我们，当你成为一个信徒的时候，
we are united to God.
我们是与神合一的。
But today's section is going to focus on we are now united to one another.
而今天我们的焦点就是同时我们是彼此合一的。
That there is an amazing unity that Christians have in Christ.
基督徒在耶稣基督里面，我们有一个特别的合一。
And we're going to be looking at this passage, we're going to break this passage up, basically study, talking about three words.
在今天的经文里面，我们会去分为用三个字去描述。
First is separation.
首先是分离。
Second is reconciliation.
第二是和好。
Third is unification.
第三是合一。
So when we talk about separation,
如果我们要讲分离，
when you look at the world today, You see a lot of division, strife, and conflict. You know, there's constant fighting and hostility. You know, just look at the world and what's going on. The war that's going on in Ukraine and Russia. And now with Russia and the conflict that is going on with Hamas.
Israel, sorry.
You know, it spread into Lebanon and soon it might go into Iran.
Now
there's a threat that this will lead to world war.
And
that is very fearful. And as we look closer to home,
there
is conflict and separation everywhere too.
As
we see that blatantly in our politics.
And
then we see all the violence that is happening.
There's
an increase in gang violence and murder.
And
in the world, there is constant strife and fighting.
And
the Bible reminds us that it all comes because of one basic problem.
Sin.
Sin is the basic problem.
Man
is sinful.
And
sin makes one selfish and self-centered.
You
know, and where you have in the world that everyone is looking for out for themselves,
they
only care about what they gain.
How
everything affects me.
You
will have discord.
When
everybody's out to get what they want,
it's
their share of the pie.
No
matter what happens to other
people, you
cannot have peace and harmony.
Sin
makes us evil.
Sin
makes us wicked. Jeremiah 17 says this very clearly.
Verse 9,
it says that the heart of man is deceitful above all things and is desperately wicked.
Now
sin breeds that heart of wickedness.
You know,
that is the nature of sin.
And
naturally, where there is wickedness,
it
only brings strife and
separation. You
know, sometimes we have this false hope in the world that everything will get better. But in reality, the issue is sin. And if God's common grace did not withhold man's sinfulness,
and
if He would just let us go and be as wicked as we can
be,
we will destroy one another.
You
know, that is the plight of sinful men.
And
we saw that in Genesis 3.
在創世記的第三章我們就看到了。
You know, and Paul describes it as a hopeless situation in
verse 12. You
know, it says, remember that you were at the time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope without God in this world. Verse 12.
那是你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有展望，没有神。
He's describing here the Gentiles' separation from God.
他这里是描述到外邦人是与神隔绝的。
You know, that's the most severe separation.
这个是最严重的隔离。
Right, that God is not in your midst, there's no hope.
因为神不在你的当中，你就没有盼望。
And that separation brings us to hopelessness.
而呢一个嘅与神分离就带到我哋去绝望。
So we have to realize that sin is the great separator in the world.
我哋要知道罪就系呢个世界最大嘅分离者。
And if you look at it, it's been doing that since the beginning.
但系如果我哋小心睇嘅，其实一起初佢已经咁样做。
You remember when Adam and Eve sinned in Genesis 3?
记唔记得喺创世纪第三章当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候
It brought division between husband and wife, the closest relationship there is.
将丈夫和妻子最亲密的关系作出一个分离。
But of course, because of their sin, it broke the most intimate relationship, that is with God.
但当然因为他们的罪，他们与最大的分离就是他们与神分离。
But it didn't stop there.
但是不是在那里就静止了。
Before long, the sons of Adam and Eve were separated, and they actually, Cain killed Abel.
而亚当夏娃的儿子亦都有这个分离，因为他们彼此的来到纷争。
And then as we continue reading in Genesis,
继续当我们继续读创世纪的时候，
it says the earth was filled with violence.
这里讲到说世界是充满暴力。
And that's Genesis 6.
这个就是创世纪的第六章。
Men were filled with evil, fighting against one another.
人是充满邪恶彼此的纷争纷斗。
Committing vile acts against one another.
他们彼此行出暴力。
And the only remedy seemed like God's judgment.
似乎唯一的解决的方法就是神的审判要来到。
So God brought the flood.
所以神就带了洪水来到。
But even through the flood,
但是就算有洪水
Man continued to sin against God,
神人亦都继续的犯罪得罪神
and sin and hurt each other.
在罪里面他们彼此的伤害
you know, It was then that God called Abraham
就是在那个时候神就呼召亚伯拉罕
God called the Israelite nation
神呼召以色列民
to be his chosen people
成为他的选民
It is through Israel that I will bring salvation toIsrael and to all the nations.
就是藉着以色列民救恩要临到大地。
Israel was to bless all the nations.
以色列民就是要去祝福万民万族。
Israel was to keep themselves holy and pure and follow God's law.
以色列人要保守自己的圣洁去跟随神的律法。
To set themselves apart from the Gentiles.
从外邦人之中分别出来。
Well, this is where that separation became from Israel, the Jews, and the Gentiles.
这个的分离就是犹太人和外邦人的分离的开始。
But we all saw throughout the Old Testament that they failed too.
但是在旧约我们看到同样的他们是失败。
They failed to keep God's law.
他们没有遵守神的诫命。
And they sinned against God and to others.
他们亦都是得罪神得罪人。
So when we look at this world, actually, we should kind of not be surprised.
所以当我们观看这个世界的时候我们不应该是惊讶的。
Now, seeing conflict and strife, that is actually something that naturally happens because it's a sinful world.
看到纷争看到摩擦这个是自然的因为这个是一个有罪的世界。
It's because of sin's wickedness.
因为罪的邪恶。
It separates us from God.
使我们与神分离。
It makes us enemies of God.
使我们与神为敌。
But it also makes us enemies to each other.
亦都使我们彼此为敌。
That's separation.
这个是分离。
Now, but the hope is that we realize that God did not leave us in our hopelessness and despair.
但我们的盼望是什么？神没有在我们绝望之中丢弃我们。
Now, this brings us to our second point.
这就带到我们去第二点。
Reconciliation.
就是讲到和好。
God in His love brings us reconciliation.
神凭着祂的大爱使我们和好。
Verses 13 to 17, But now in Christ Jesus, you once who were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For He Himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing walls of hostility. By abolishing the law of the commandments and ordinances, he might create in himself one new man in place of two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off and peace to those who were near.
13-17节咁样讲，你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得亲近了，因他使你我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。 而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，又因要将两下藉着自己造成一个新人，如此更成就了和睦。记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便藉着十字架使两下归为一体。 与神和好了，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。So
out of God's love,
凭着神的大爱,
He sends His Son to bring reconciliation.
祂就差派祂的儿子带来和好。
You know, to be reconciled, it means to bring together again.
和好的意思就是说再一次的召聚。
God deals with that separation.
神去处理这个分离,
by dealing with sin.
首先他就是处理罪,
he comes to abolish sin.
他来到要消灭罪。
The key word we see here is the word peace.
在这里我们看到主要的字眼就是平安,
it is used 和睦。 It is used five times in these verses that we just read.
在我们刚才读这几段是用过五次的。
And God deals with sin and he brings peace.
神处理罪，亦都将平安和睦带过嚟。
Peace with God,
与神和好。
And peace with each other,
与人和睦。
And it is a peace that comes through Christ.
而这个平安，这个和睦是从基督而来。
It's Jesus Christ and His sacrifice on the cross that reconciles our relationship to God.
藉着耶稣基督在十字架的牺牲，让我们与神和好。
Because it's our sin that separates us from Him.
因为是我们的罪使我们与神隔绝。
It's our sin that makes our hearts like a stone which rejects God.
是因为我们的罪使我们有一个石心，我们去拒绝神。
And rebels against God.
我们亦都违背神。
And it is His grace that comes and gives us a new heart.
是祂的恩典来到将一颗新的心赐予我们。
So that we will seek after Him.
让我们去寻觅祂。
And we were destined to face God's wrath.
我们命定的是要面对神的愤怒。
But Jesus comes and faces God's wrath for us.
但是耶稣来到是代替了我们去面对神的愤怒。
And He died on that cross for us.
而祂就在十字架为着我们来到牺牲。
He died so that we can have life.
祂的死以致我们能够得生。
Life eternal.
是一个永远的生命。
We can have life that has a restored relationship to God.
我们能够得着一个生命是与神和好的。
That's what we've been talking about for the last few weeks. We are no longer aliens and strangers.
在过去几个礼拜我们已经讲到，我们再不是客旅，我们再不是异客。
But we become God's children, heirs to His kingdom.
我们是成为神的儿女，我们是神国度的后嗣。
So it's Jesus who brings that reconciliation between us and God.
耶稣就是使我们与神和好。
You know, that is a theme that we have been talking about in Ephesians 2, the last chapter of verses 1 through 10.
以弗所书第2章第1至第10节，这个就是这个题目的焦点。
But in these verses today,
但是今天的这几节,
Paul is actually emphasizing a very different aspect of God's work of salvation. And it's talking about specifically reconciling man's relationship with man. So in verses 1 to 10, he dealt with the vertical relationship between us and God.
所以由第1至到第10节，他是讲到 人 与神嘅关系。
Now he's talking about the horizontal relationship between man and man.
现在佢要讲到就系人与人之间嘅关系。
You know, so Jesus came into the world to fulfill the law of God.
耶稣嚟到呢个世界就要成就神嘅律法。
And he lived a life of perfect obedience.
而佢过一个系完全顺服嘅生命。
He lived a life that we could not live.
佢过一个我哋唔能够过嘅生命。
And he becomes the perfect Lamb of God.
而佢成为神完全嘅羔羊。
He was a Lamb that was sacrificed for us.
佢就系为咗我哋牺牲嘅呢一个羔羊。
And through Jesus' righteous life.
而藉住主耶稣基督义嘅一生。
He fulfills the demand of God's law.
佢就满足了神律法的要求。
You know, we're reminded over and over again that Jesus came not to abolish the law.
我们一次又一次被提醒，耶稣来到不是要废掉律法。
Matthew 5:17 it says he came to fulfill the law.
马太福音五章的17节讲到他要来的是成就律法。
And he fulfills the law.
而他成就了律法。
And when he fulfills the law,
而当他成就律法的时候，
Jesus destroys the enmity that is brought on by the law.
耶稣就打破了律法所带来的敌意。
Now, what that means is that Jesus removes that barrier that once separated the Jews from the Gentiles.
意思就是耶稣拆毁了这部的围墙，从前是分离了犹太人和外邦人。
That's what we read in verse 14 and 15.
我们在第14和第15节所读的就是这
件事。Jesus broke down that wall of hostility.
耶稣拆毁了这个敌意的一埲墙。
He abolished the law of the commandments and the ordinances.
他废掉了律法和规条。
Now what he's saying there is that the law no longer holds sway in the life of the Jew or the Gentile.
意思就是说神的律法再不神的律法和规条再不压制犹太人或者是外邦人。
Now let me make something clear here. We still are to follow the law.
我要讲清楚，我哋仲系要谨守律法。
But the law no longer condemns us.
但系呢个律法再唔定我哋嘅罪。
Because in Christ,
因为喺基督里边
，we are not under the law, but we are under grace.
我哋再唔系喺律法底下，乃喺恩典底下。
Everyone is saved not by obeying the law, but they're saved through faith in Christ.
佢哋。基督徒的得救不是因为守住律法，乃是凭着神的恩典，藉住信心。
You know, that has brought reconciliation to the Jews and to the Gentiles.
而这件事就将和好带到给犹太人和外邦人。
Because now the Jew and the Gentile, they're both saved by grace through faith.
因为无论是犹太人或是外邦人，他都是凭着恩典，藉着信心来得救。
So it doesn't matter whether you are far off like the Gentiles or near like the Jews.
所以无论你是好像外邦人在远处，或者是犹太人在近处。
It says now that you're united to become one man.
现在你们已经合一了。
You become united in Christ.
在基督里面合一了。
And in verse 15, it's very important. It says that you are a new man.
第十五节很重要，他说成一个新人。
You know, in Galatians 3, verses 28 and 29, it says, There is therefore neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise.
加拉太书三章二十八至二十九节咁讲，并不分犹太人、希利利人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的。
There's a wonderful unity that is brought between Jew and Gentile.
在犹太人、外邦人当中有这个奇妙的联合。
But it's not just to the Jews and to the Gentiles.
但其实不是只是对犹太人或者外邦人。
It's a wonderful unity that binds us all together.
其实这个的奇妙是使我们都成为合一。
In verse 18 it says, we're bound by the same Spirit.
第十八节讲到我们是被同一个圣灵所感。
Right, that S is capitalized, is talking about the Holy Spirit.
在英文翻译本这个圣灵是用大草的，意思是讲到 神嘅圣灵。
When you become a Christian, God gives you the Holy Spirit to live within your heart.
当你成为一个基督徒嘅时候，神就将圣灵赐过俾你，居喺你嘅心里边。
And it's a spirit that unites you to God.
就系藉住圣灵使你与神合一。
But it's also that spirit that unites us to each other.
但系同时亦都系圣灵使我哋合一。
You know, Paul brings us, and Paul brings us this idea that.We are united now by the Holy Spirit.
保罗在这里要提出一个意念，就是我们现在是藉着圣灵而合一。
It's this wonderful bond that through the work of Christ you now have with one another.
就是藉着主耶稣基督所成就的工作，我们现在是彼此合一的。
Now this brings us to our third point.
这里带到我们去到第三点。
Unification.
合一。
You know, the word that we're looking at is being one.
合一的意思是成为一体。
You know, there's a lot of connotations when you say you are one.
当我哋话你哋系合一嘅，
you know, when you,
可以有好多嘅意念。
When we go to a wedding, we say the husband and wife are now one. They're joined together as one.
当我哋去婚礼嗰阵，我哋话呢对新人成为夫妇嘅时候，佢哋二人成为一体。
And that's the same idea. The Bible, you know, Paul is saying you are.As Christians, you are one.
在这里保罗的意思就是说，当你们是基督徒的时候，你们成为一体。
In Christ, you have that unity.
因为在基督里面，你们有这个的合一。
And he uses this word one many times in these verses.
而在这一段的经文里面，他用了一体合一很多次。
Verse 14, you're made both one.
第十四节他说，将两下合而为一。
And verse 15, you become one new man.
第十五节他说一个新人。
And verse 16 is that you are one body.
第十六节他说归为一体。
And you are of one spirit.
第十八节一个圣灵。
All spiritual differences and division.
所有属灵上的纷争。
They've been wiped out by Christ.
属灵上的纷争或者分歧都被基督抹干了。
And if we look at these last three verses,
我们看到最后这三节，
Paul gives us three illustrations that shows us the unity of the believer in Christ.
保罗给我们三个例子，让我们看到信徒在基督里面的合一。
Says first, in 19, first section of 19 is your fellow citizens with the saints.
第十九节他说是与圣徒同国。
Are your fellow citizens of the saints? You're in God's nation. You're in God's kingdom.
是与圣徒同国，意思就话你系属于神嘅国度，神嘅家。
You as Christians now become God's chosen nation.
成为基督徒嘅时候，你就系被神所拣选嘅子民。
Originally it was Israel that was God's chosen nation.
原本就是以色列人是神所拣选的民，
But they rejected Christ.
但是他们拒绝基督。
And Christ brings along a new kingdom, a new nation.
基督带来一个新的国度，新的子民。
A new man.
一个新的人。
And that nation is the church.
而这个国度就是教会。
And now we are the fellow citizens of what we are called before. We're saints.
而我哋就系喺呢个角度里边，我哋就系圣徒。
It says the past tense here.
喺呢度系用过去式嘅。
You know, you are saints. You are now citizens.
现在你系圣徒，系神国度嘅之一。
Alright, you are already saints, made holy, washed by the blood of Christ.
你已经系圣徒啦，被基督嘅血洗净啦。
Then once you become a Christian, you become part of that kingdom.
当你成为一个信徒嘅时候，你就系呢个国度嘅一份子。
Sin no longer divides mankind.
因为罪再唔会使人嚟到分离。
But Christ unites us by His Spirit.
藉住基督嘅灵使我哋合一。
That's what it means in verse 15. God creates one man in Christ.
所以第十五节就话喺基督里边成为一个新人。
You know.We must realize when Christ reconciles us to Him, to God.
我们一定要知道，当基督使我们与神和好的时候。
He said it before, He takes away that heart of stone.
他也都说过话，他将这个石心挪开。
Which is bound to sin.
因为这个石心是必然会犯罪的。
And He gives us a new heart.
而赐我哋一个新嘅心。
A heart where the Spirit lives.
呢一个心系圣灵所居住嘅地方。
And it is that heart that enables us to turn from sin and selfishness.
就系呢一个嘅心，让我哋能够转去我哋嘅自我中心，我哋嘅自私。
It is that new heart that gives us the ability to live righteously.
就系呢一个嘅新心，让我哋喺义上里边嚟到过活。
And that is what enables man to be reconciled to each other.
就系咁样先至能够人同人之间能够得以。
You know, we're no longer governed by our own sin and selfishness.
因为我哋再唔系凭住我哋嘅自私、我哋嘅自我中心嚟到管辖。
But as we see God's love for us,
但系当我哋见到神对我哋嘅爱，
we are called to show that same love to others.
我哋就要同别人彰显同一嘅爱。
When we experience God's forgiveness,
当我哋经历咗神嘅赦罪，
we're called to forgive others as He has forgiven us.
同时我们被呼召，我们要去饶恕别人的错。
See, this is how it all works.
就是这样来运用的。
When you are renewed by Christ,
当基督使你重生。
When your relationship to God is made whole,
当你和神的关系是和好。
It enables you to work and make whole your relationships to others.
亦都让你能够和别人的关系和好。
Now, sure you're going to fail, sure you're going to struggle.
必然你会跌倒，必然你会有挣扎。
But it's the Spirit that will continue to work in you.
但系系神嘅圣灵继续不断嘅喺你里边嚟到工作。
That in your sin and your struggling, God will continue to renew you in spirit.
喺你嘅罪，喺你嘅挣扎里边，圣灵会不断嘅使你更新。
He will help you to turn from hatred and selfishness.
亦都帮你喺恼恨、喺自私里边转离。
Because he calls you a holy nation.
因为他呼召你要成为圣洁的子民。
You're called to love one another.
被呼召你要彼此相爱。
Now, 1 Peter describes this wonderfully and beautifully.
彼得前书是很美丽的这样来去描述。
You are chosen, 1 Peter 2:9, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness,and into this marvelous light.
彼得前书二章九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
You're called to be holy.
你被呼召要成为圣洁。
And he has made you holy.
而他已经使你圣洁。
Now that's the whole reason that you can forgive one another.
就是因为这样的缘故，你才能够彼此饶恕。
Because it's God's work within you, making you holy.
是因为神在你里面的工作使你成圣。
That's why the world cannot be reconciled to each other.
所以这个世界不能够有和睦。
Without God's work.
因为如果没有神的工作，
If God does not take away that sinful, selfish wickedness,
如果神没有挪开这个的自私、自我中心这个的邪恶，
There will be no restoration between relationships between God and man.
人和神的关系不会和好，
and ultimately,
人和人的关系也都不会和好，
and ultimately, man and man will never be reconciled.
人和人也都永远不会有和睦。
So when you think about all the counseling you see in this world,
所以如果你去看到这个世界所有的辅导，
all the counseling will be a band-aid.
所有的辅导只是好像一个胶布。
It'll be behavior modification.
只是要改你的行为。
Helping you temporarily to feel, to treat each other better.
帮助你暂时的对大家好点。
But you will never change.
但是你是绝对不会改变的。
It'll modify your behavior so that it's acceptable.
去改变你的行为，以致是能够被接纳的。
But it can never change that sinful heart.
但是从来不可以改变这个罪心。
That can only be done by the work of Christ.
因为唯有基督的工作才能够有这个改变。
And why that's why there's a hope for Christians in relationship.
所以基督徒在关系里面我们能够有个盼望。
No matter how much trouble you have within your relationships.
无论在你的关系里面你有多少的难处。
You're united in Christ.
你在基督里面是联合的。
And that union will help to bond you together.
而这个联合会使你们 合一。
Learn to reconcile those differences in Christ.
学习在基督里面来到和好。
Because he's already reconciled the most important relationship between you and him.
因为他已经将最重要的关系，就是你和神的关系和好。
And if he forgives you of your sin,
他已经去赦免了你的罪。
He calls us to forgive one another.
他亦都叫我哋要彼此饶恕。
To love others more than ourselves.
去爱别人比爱自己多。
So there's no sin that we commit towards each other that is greater than what we do commit to God.
所以如果我哋得罪人或者人哋得罪我嘅过犯，唔会大过我哋得罪神嘅过犯。
Biblical relationships, biblical counseling.
一个属乎圣经的辅导
It's the hope of uniting each other.
就是有这个盼望彼此的合一
It's because of Christ.
因为基督的缘故
And he goes further in verse 19, the second section, we called one family.
而在第十九节这里讲到我们是成为一家的人
All right, you're not just one kingdom, but now you're deeper, you're one family in Christ.
不单只是一个角度更加亲密来讲是一个家
You're not just a guest, you're not just a friend, but you are a child of God.
你不是一个朋友或者一个客人，你是神的儿女。
You are sons and daughters of Christ, of God.
你是神的儿女。
Fellow heirs with Christ to this eternal kingdom.
是跟耶稣一起作后嗣，得到这个永恒的国度。
Now, if Christ accepts each and every one of us,
基督去接纳我们每一个。
We should learn to accept each other.
我哋亦都要学习去彼此嘅接纳。
You know, you have families. We all have relationships.
我哋每一个人都有家庭，我哋每一个人都有关系。
You know, you always have one black sheep in the family, don't you?
系咪喺家庭里边一定系有个黑色嘅羊咧
？That one individual that makes everyone's hairs bristle.
系咪实系有一个整到个个毛管动嘅咧？
Stand on edge whenever time you interact with them。
系咪同佢相处嘅时候，时时你都要好小心嘅，行每一步你都要好小心嘅，唔好踩地雷。
We have that in our natural family。
喺我哋自然嘅家庭里边会有啲咁嘅。
And you're gonna have that same thing when you come to the Church of Christ。
但系当你嚟到基督嘅家，同样嘅事情会发生。
You know, you're gonna have people who, you know, when you talk to them, your hair bristles up。
或者有啲人你同佢讲嘢嘅时候，你会怒发冲冠。
You know, the deeper we go in relationship，
当我哋嘅关系越亲密嘅时候
，the more you will see each other's warts and blemishes，
你会越发睇到别人嘅瑕疵。
The more you will see that you know this person is sinful and inconsistent in life，
你又会见到啊这个人又有咁多罪嘅喺佢生命里边，佢都唔持续嘅。
All right, this calls himself a Christian, an elder, a pastor, but yet they are still inconsistent in their lives.
佢叫自己做基督徒，叫自己做长老，叫自己做牧师，但系喺佢嘅生活里边。是这么不一致的。
You know, we're all going to see each other's blemishes.
我们会见到彼此的瑕疵。
And that happens, the deeper you know someone, the more you see.
因为你当你更深入去认识的人，你看到的东西就会越多。
Right, newlyweds? Who's newlyweds here?
这里有没有新婚的人啊？
You see your husband and wife in a different way after the first year, right?
是不是你结了婚第一年之后，你就会用一个不同的眼光去看你的丈夫或者太太？哦，什么他这样的？
Oh, she's like that.
哎呀，什么他又是这样的？
Oh, his socks are everywhere.
哇，为什么他的物周围飞的？
Oh, there's pee all over the toilet.
哎呀，为什么去厕所的时候这样的？
Okay, you see everybody's blemishes.
你看到每一个人的不足，每一个人的瑕疵。
And then we get turned off.
跟着我们就不是很开心。
But the reality is that God sees all of our blemishes.
但是现实上是什么？神看到我们每一个人的瑕疵。
Even the ones we try to hide.
就算我们想躲藏的瑕疵。
He sees them all.
他看清楚。
But he continues and goes on to love us.
但是神持续不断地去爱我们。
He continues to love those who he has chosen in Christ.
他继续的去爱在基督里面他所拣选的人。
Even those people that you feel like your hair stands on end when you deal with them.
就算你见到这些人你就怒发冲冠。
God loves them.
但是神都是爱他们。
God died for them.
神为他们死。
Now God knows the same stuff about you.
神同样的知道你的境况。
But he loves you too.
但是同时神爱你。
That's our reminder that we're one in family in Christ.
我哋要被提醒喺基督里边，我哋系同一个家。
And we're called to love each other.
而我哋要做嘅就系神要我哋彼此相爱。
Love each other more than we love ourselves.
我哋要爱别人比自己多。
And these blemishes that you see in others.
喺别人身上你所见到嘅瑕疵。
Love them.
你都要爱佢哋。
Yes, they are to change.
没错，他们要改变。
God's still working in them.
但是神继续在他们的生命里面来到工作。
So I have my own sin.
我亦都有我自己的罪。
God's still working on me.
神亦都是继续在我里面来到动工。
One family.
一个家。
You're united in Christ.
在基督里面你们是合一的。
And God is making you this wonderful, making you into this wonderful new temple.
而神就是要建造你这个美丽的圣殿。
Ephesians 20 to 22.
以弗所书第 20?
20 to
22. 第20章第22节。
Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God by the Spirit.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也要靠他同被建造，成为神藉着耶圣灵居住的所在。
You know, this is a wonderful, beautiful picture of the church.
这里是一幅描述教会很美丽的图画。
We're being built together to be God's holy temple.
我们是彼此的一起的被建造成为神的圣殿。
The temple in which Christ is the cornerstone.
而基督就是这个圣殿的房角石。
He is the stone of the church.
他就是教会的房角石。
I mean, the cornerstone of the church.
他就是教会的房角石。
He is the most important stone that actually aligns everybody together.
房角石就是最重要的，因为是使每一样嘢得平衡。
He's a stone that is set in place.
就是这个的房角石。
And guides the alignments of all the other stones.
是帮助建造，继续的建造上去。
And it is this cornerstone that binds the church together.
就是这个房角石使教会合一。
It is the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵。
That molds us.
塑造我们。
And binds us in, together in Christ.
让我们在基督里面来到合一。
Now that's what it says here.The Spirit is what will make us the dwelling place of the Lord.
这里讲就是藉着圣灵，我们成为神的居所。
1 Peter 2, verses 4 to 5.
彼得前书第二章第四至五节这样讲。
It says that you are living stones.
他讲到你就是活石。
As you come to him, a living stone rejected by man, he's talking about Christ, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones,are being built up as a spiritual house to be holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，作圣洁的祭司，藉着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
This is the beautiful bond of unity.
这个就是我们合一的美丽。
That God has designed for us.
是神为我们所设的。
That is His plan for us as His body.
是我们成为祂身体的计划。
And what He calls us to do.
而祂呼召我们做什么
呢？ Is to strive all we can to keep the unity and the peace of this body.
我们就要竭尽所能使这个身体合一。
To live by His Spirit.
是凭住祂的灵而做。
To forgive one another.
彼此的饶恕。
To love one another.
彼此的相爱。
Just as Christ loves and forgives us.
正如基督爱我们，赦免我们。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for reconciling us to yourself.
天父，多谢你使我们与你和好。
So that we can be reconciled to each other.
以致我们亦都能够与人和好。
We thank you for this wonderful picture that you've drawn for us.
多谢你今天给我们看到一幅美丽的图画。
So that we can see who you have designed us to be.
让我们知道你的原意，我们 是一个怎样的人。
You've designed us to be holy before you.
你的原意是我们在你面前是圣洁的。
That we are saints already in Christ.
在基督里面我们已经是圣徒。
That we're ones that are forgiven of our sins.
我们的罪已经得到赦免。
We're justified.
我已经被你为清为义。
We stand before you cleansed.
我们在你面前已经得以洁净。
We're holy because you see Christ in us.
我们是圣洁的，因为在我们里面你见到的是主耶稣基督。
Father, help us to live righteously.
天父帮助我们过一个义的生命。
Help us to live as saints in Christ.
帮助我们过一个在基督里面作为一个圣徒。
Father, continue your spirit to work within us.
求你的圣灵继续在我们里面来到动工。
Make that a reality in my life.
让我们真的能够这个成为我们的现实。
That in your life,
在你的生命
you will turn to Christ.
你会转向基督。
To realize humility and humbleness.
让我们能够谦卑的。
Is what God desires of us.
因为这个是讨你喜悦。
That is the opposite of selfishness.
这个就是跟自私的相反。
The opposite of sinfulness.
跟罪性的相反。
Father, help us as Christians to live that life.
帮助我们成为基督徒的时候，我们活出这个生命。
To love others better than ourselves.
我们爱别人比自己多。
To love others more than ourselves.
我们爱别人比自己多。
Because you loved us, O Lord.
因为是你先爱我们。
And you sent Christ to die for us.
你差派主耶稣基督为我们作牺牲。
Father, continue to move us in spirit.
主啊，求你的灵继续的打动我们。
And Father, we pray for those that may not have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
天父，我们也都为了未认识主耶稣基督为他们救主的人。
We pray that you will soften their spirits.
求你也都软化他们的灵。
That they too may realize their need for Christ.
让我们知道他们需要主耶稣基督。
That they too can experience this wonderful reconciliation to you.
让他们也都能够经历与你和好的美妙。
To have a restored relationship with God.
让他们同神的关系是重建。
And it is only through that relationship.
是唯独藉着这个的关系。
Can we have restored relationships to others.
我们先至能够与人和睦。
Father, help us to practice this oneness of humility.
帮助我们去实践我们合一里面的谦卑。
You've called us to be this loving body of Christ.
你就是要我们成为基督有爱的枝子。
Help us to remember that is our identity.
帮助我们去确信这个就是我们的身份。
To live out that unity in Christ.
在基督里面活出这个的合一。
Father, help us to seek righteousness.
帮助我们去寻找义。
Be the light that shines for you.
成为这个为你发光的。
And realize that we shine the brightest.
而我们是最灿烂的。
When others see our love for each other.
当别人去见证我们彼此相爱。
And our love for you.
我们对你的爱。
Father, we pray these things in Christ's name.
天父，我们是藉着主耶稣基督的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us all rise and turn to our last hymn, number 218.